Anthropic just cut the price of a capable agent this week, and it did it to its own flagship.
It's Wednesday, July 1st. Here's the rundown. What Sonnet 5 actually changes, the silicon cutting costs from the other side, and where the money goes once the model stops being scarce.
Sonnet 5 shipped, and the tell is what Anthropic took out. It drops the temperature, top P, and top K sampling knobs. How the model decodes is fixed now, not a dial you turn.
Around that quiet change is a loud one. Sonnet 5 runs the agentic coding and tool use that needed the flagship 6 months ago. At mid-tier pricing, with a million token window, every team running agents just watched that work get cheaper without touching their code.
And it's the whole week landing on the invoice. 9 days ago, an open Chinese model caught Claude at a tenth of the cost. Yesterday, Anthropic pulled its flagship back from an export freeze.
Today, it undercuts that same flagship with a model most teams will find good enough. And Google cut too, shipped its cheapest image model the same morning. Capable AI is getting cheaper from every direction, and the labs are doing the cutting to themselves before an open model does it for them.
There's a hardware half to this. Etched, a startup whose chip runs transformers and nothing else, raised at $5 billion on $1 billion in booked inference orders.
Which is a gamble that the architecture holds still long enough to bake into silicon. Grant the risk. Then look at the billion already booked. Enough serious buyers think inference has stopped changing shape that they're prepaying for chips that assume it.
So what does Anthropic do about all this?
Look at what it shipped next to Sonnet 5.
Claude Science, a standalone product for computational biology and drug discovery, sold as a tool for a job, not raw model access. That's a different business than renting the smartest tokens by the million.
As the price of a token slides toward the open model floor, a finished result a lab will pay for is the ground that keeps your margin off that floor.
For anyone building, reprice your agent traffic against Sonnet 5 before you assume you need the flagship. On most coding and tool use work, the cheaper model clears the bar now, and the flagship only earns its premium on the genuinely hard reasoning.
To the tape. We're watching NVIDIA, Etched, Alphabet, and Anthropic. The inference ASIC wave got its first hard number this week, and it's the first real pressure on the part of NVIDIA's business that isn't training.
Highest conviction is a long on Anthropic, of all things. Sonnet 5, Claude Science, and Fable 5's return read as one strategy. Cut the token price, move up market into products. The falsifier is if that price cut just compresses their margin and the outcome products don't pick up the slack.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. Our call. Within 4 months, at least one widely used agent framework or coding tool moves its default model down from a flagship to a mid-tier model in the Sonnet 5 class, because the cheaper one is now good enough for most of the work.
What proves us wrong? If by November 1st, no major agent tool has changed its default, and they're all still pointing new users at the flagship. These defaults are public, so it settles cleanly.
A team spending four figures a month on flagship agent calls can move most of that traffic to Sonnet 5 this week and read the savings on next month's bill. That's the rundown.